Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Good morning, everybody.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun. And I say, it's all right.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to the Tuesday, March 11th, 2025, episode 1611 of the Wake Up Crew. And it's John Dinkins, it's Dalton Barrett, and it's Brian Barrett, the rat, the person that killed a rat. St. Patrick's Day is in 6 days, and March 17th, spring begins in 9 days, March 20th. City Teacher Workday is March 13th, and County Parent Teacher Conferences are March 17th. There'll be no school on that day. And spring break is March 31st through the 4th of April. And today is Taco Tuesday. So we've got a lot to do and a lot to talk about. And I want to start out today with some Randy Travis news, okay?
Baby, I'm gonna love you forever. Forever and ever, amen.
Okay, Randy Travis, they're going to make a biopic of Randy Travis, and it's been in the works for a couple of years now. There are three actors going to play him, but the one that's going to play the main part of his life, guess who? Guess who's going to play him?
Who? Who?
Another country music star.
Who?
Which I don't know that that's ever happened, where a country music star played another country music star.
I was going to say Timothée Chalamet, but...
Chalamet. No, it's not Chalamet. It's Randy Travis is going to be played by Clay Travis. Remember Clay Travis?
Are they related?
I was about to ask that.
No, I don't think so. Clay Walker will be one of three actors that play the musical icon at different stages of his life. Forever and Ever Amen, named after Travis's signature hit and his 2020 memoir, is currently in production as a theatrical release. That's not going to be Netflix. It's going to be theatrical. The announcement was later made public on Wednesday night from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. Walker, Travis, and his wife Mary Travis are executive producers. Andrew Hyatt wrote the script and will direct. Excuse me. Excuse me. Walker says, promise the movie won't sugarcoat any of the trials, because he had some, you know, rough times during his life. But Randy never ever ran from those, and he never denied them. He accepted them. He learned from them. He moved on, and he used them as an inspiration for others. Randy, 65 now, lost the ability to speak and sing after suffering a stroke in 2013. Moviegoers are going to find out the deep struggles that he had. I look at Randy's life, and I see redemption. This is a man who's overcome all these challenges. He survived it all. Everybody knows that golden voice of his, but I think this movie is going to endear him to people in a whole new way. I just think that's fascinating that it's a singer, another country singer, is going to play another country singer.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't usually see that. It's usually they dub in the songs and that kind of thing. I don't know if Clay Travis is actually going to sing, but he probably could.
Clay Walker.
I'm sorry. Yeah. Did I say Travis?
Yeah.
Clay Walker,
that's,
yeah.
That's all we were wondering, if they were related.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Clay Travis. He's that guy on radio, isn't he? You know, used to be on
sports.
Oh,
yeah.
That's what I had in mind, I guess. Mm. But Clay Walker has some issues himself.
Didn't Clay Walker do some music or open for Garth Brooks or something back in the day?
Yeah, he did. He's had a pretty good career. And I'm not too sure that he doesn't have Parkinson's. I'm not really sure, but it's not bad yet, but I don't know that for sure. But I read somewhere, I think that may be something that he's struggling with. But
multiple sclerosis.
Okay, multiple sclerosis.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
And he was diagnosed with that probably 10 years ago. I don't know.
Well, this says country music star Clay Walker talks about managing MS, and it was 2017, so at least that 1996 is okay. Future seemed to darken when he was diagnosed with MS.
Hmm. And so that's another behind the scenes stories to that.
It's getting interesting with these biopics, because now we're starting to make them about people who are still alive.
Right, right.
And that's much different, because I think Elton John was the first one.
And Randy Travis is
the executive producer, you know,
right.
So,
and that's where you're at. Like, you can allow them to be part of it and tell their own story and that kind of thing, which is interesting.
It doesn't get it tainted one way or the other.
Right.
You know, a lot of times that you don't get the real true. I remember when George Hamilton played Hank Williams back in 1964. He looked nothing like Hank Williams. He didn't sing. I mean, it was just kind of,
yeah.
The Babe Ruth story is another example where William Bendix played Babe Ruth and he looked nothing like him. The guy on the Connors, John, what's
John
his
Goodman.
Name? John Goodman. He played him. Anyway, 617. Here's the weather.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear. Lows drop to 46. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 75. And then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 54. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
Do you have any area rugs?
We got it. And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the ReStore, yeah.
Murfreesboro Funeral Home and Cremation Services.
The death of a loved one, probably one of the hardest times in their life they have to go through.
Keith Stapleton, manager of the Murfreesboro Funeral Home.
It's our job to see them through that.
Visit MurfreesboroFuneralHome.com.
At Middle Tennessee Electric, we see the lines that link us all, illuminating our neighborhoods, empowering our businesses, and helping us to recharge. Because we believe in the power of good energy. Whether it comes from our grids, the sun, or a kind heart. And as your family and our region continue to grow, you can trust that we'll always be there for you. Middle Tennessee Electric, bringing good energy.
Hi, this is Wade Hayes of Toots Restaurants, and our family would like to thank this community for supporting Toots for 40 years.
Head over to Toots.com for our daily specials, our menu, and all of our locations. Check out our Kids Club for some extra deals. Thank you to our patrons and customers.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Good food and fun.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
Did ancient Babylon shape today's churches? The book, Influence of Babylon, from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, reveals the shocking connection through Rome. Discover the truth, Influence of Babylon. Get your copy today, now on Amazon.
From the Fox Sports Studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Yankees pitcher Gerrit Cole will have Tommy John surgery. He's out for the year. The Dodgers reportedly are giving manager Dave Roberts a four-year extension. The NFL's first day of the new league year is Wednesday. Plenty of transactions reported. Seattle signing quarterback Sam Darnold to a three-year contract. The Jets are giving quarterback Justin Fields a two-year deal. Washington is trading for Pro Bowl tackle Laremy Tunsil from the Texans for four draft choices. The Chargers are expected to sign running back Najee Harris and are re-signing linebacker Khalil Mack also to a one-year deal. New Orleans re-signed defensive end Chase Young, and the 49ers will reportedly cut fullback Kyle Juszczyk. NBA late-night wins for New York and Golden State, which has won five in a row. Boston won its fifth straight. Brooklyn had lost seven in a row but upset the Lakers 111-108. Denver won at Oklahoma City 140-127.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
621 here on the Wake Up Crew, powered by Middle Tennessee Electric.
Looking to go solar? MTE's Pro Solar program is committed to educating members on the process and helping them achieve their renewable energy goals. Learn more about Pro Solar and your free consultation. Visit mymte.com/prosolar.
Thanks, Middle Tennessee Electric.
Oh, man. Pro Solar.
Pro Solar.
I've never gone solar.
I'm not solar either.
No, I don't know whether that would, how good that is. A lot of people like it.
I'm celestialer.
What?
You killed a cat. Killed a rat.
Now you're telling a cat. I didn't kill a cat.
You would probably. You don't like them either.
You've killed at least one cat in my life.
Oh, but don't tell a story on the
not
air.
On purpose. No, but you did make it purpose. Live outside. Oh, it was and accident. It died very quickly after.
Oh, accidental.
Yes.
In other words, he said, go outside, don't come back in, and he died.
And then we had to take it and dump it in the back of Granetti's field so Bobby wouldn't see.
I killed a puppy.
It was still moving. It was...
I killed a puppy. I'll have to tell this story when we have more time, but I killed a puppy by accident, a dog by accident, one of our dogs. But I'll tell you about it. Don't call me a murderer. I didn't do it on purpose.
This show's getting shut down. PETA's coming for us.
I'll have to tell this story. It's really sad. I love that dog too. Hmm. It was tough. But
not the one you found in the pool. That was a different dog.
No, I saved that dog.
Yeah.
I jumped in
the
pool.
So you made up for it.
Redemption.
I jumped in the pool and saved it.
John's redemption story.
It didn't get on the news or anything, but it sure was. He was swimming around and he'd about had it. I'll tell that story too. Wow.
Tell them both back to back.
Okay. All right. Sounds good. All right. What are we doing here? Oh, yeah. Our song of the day is Songs About Spring. I can buy myself flowers. Write my name in the sand. Talk to myself for hours. Miley Cyrus with Flowers. Her best song.
Probably.
Yeah.
It's a very good song.
Yeah, it is. Got a good beat. I can dance to it.
I'm just glad pop music's back.
Yeah, it really
like,
is.
It was gone for a long time.
Yeah, it really is
and
back.
And it's back.
Yeah. Well, that was the year you were born through all your early years.
Yeah, basically, yeah. It turned into like electric kind of, which I like too.
Yeah.
But it wasn't pop music.
Yeah, that's very poppy right there.
Yeah.
Courtney Cagle is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always being the one to cheer you up and having a positive outlook on everything. Courtney Cagle is going to receive flowers from Jenny Harrison and the family over at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts. Now, they're located at 117 South Academy Street. And also here at News Radio WGNS, doing our part. Text Neighbor to 615-893-1450 to nominate a Good Neighbor of the Day, or go to WGNSradio.com/neighbor. Good Neighbor. I stole your thunder. I'm sorry.
That's there. All good.
It looked like you were kind of busy over
He's
there.
He's just dancing.
Let's hear a little more Miley. Here we go. Oh, yeah. That's pop music.
Uh-huh.
She made a comment, somebody that said, y'all can clap along and sing along with me. You know, you act like you don't like the song. I know you do. She's a nut. Anyway, we'll be back.
Stones River Manor offers assured care.
It's so warm and welcoming.
Independent living.
What states have you lived in?
Lived in Illinois and here. My husband worked for Quick Growth.
Assisted living.
I have my own place and I love it. The activity center has the Bible study that I like very much.
Adult daycare and respite care and specialized physical rehabilitation care.
I love the friendliness and the family attitude that they have here.
Visit them online at stonesrivermanor.com or stop by. They're near the intersection of Haines Drive and Memorial Boulevard.
Fellas, if you've noticed a lack of energy, motivation, and drive, it could be low testosterone.
Don't wait.
Get checked by the experts at Low T-Center. They have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results with testosterone therapy,
or TRT.
And for established patients, they offer the convenience of physician-monitored at-home TRT with advanced personalized plans that include both lab testing and self-inject medication. Low T-Center makes it easy.
Shipping directly to your door.
Go to LowT-Center.com now to book your appointment online. Low T-Center, reinventing men's health care.
Access Tennessee News, I'm Will Nunley. UT appears to be under the microscope from the Trump administration. WATE reports the U.S. Department of Education has warned the University of Tennessee and dozens of other colleges that they may face potential enforcement actions due to potentially not complying with federal obligations to protect Jewish students. The U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights sent letters to 60 colleges and universities Monday, who, according to an official release, are, quote, presently under investigation for violations relating to anti-Semitic harassment and discrimination. In a statement to WATE, UT says in part that the university has cooperated fully with the federal requests for information, adding the university takes its responsibility to maintain an environment free of illegal discrimination very seriously. More news in 30 seconds.
You're invited to the 17th Annual Blooming Arts Festival, March 21st and 22nd in Linden. Come visit the town between the rivers and experience more than 200 art and craft booths, a quilt show, live music, and amazing food. There's fun for the whole family, including a kids' zone with games and prizes. Visit bloomingartsfestival.org to learn more about this special weekend. Mark your calendars and plan to come see us, March 21st and 22nd in Linden, Tennessee, for the Blooming Arts Festival.
Additional pain for some flood victims working to recover in East Tennessee. WJHL reports that some flood victims in Unicoi County are reportedly having their FEMA flood relief checks stolen, along with their identities. At least five victims have come forward, according to local reports. It appears that several of the checks were intercepted and cashed in Knoxville banks. Investigators in Johnson, Carter, and Washington counties say they've been made aware of similar cases in their territories as well. The cases are being referred to federal authorities. Will Nunley, Access Tennessee News.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's 627 here on The Wake Up Crew. Be careful driving out there this morning. I know traffic gets a little rough about from this time on till about 8 o'clock, so everybody's trying to get to work and go to school, so, and get out of bed. If you haven't gotten out of bed, it's time. It's very time. My family, they leave about 6:55, I think, every morning. What time do you have to get up? Oh, except for this show, I guess. On Sundays you get up. What time do you have to go to get ready for church?
I'm usually there by 7:15 Sunday mornings.
Ooh, that's early. Wow. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, our first service is 8:20, so.
You know, Dalton, before I tell my dog story, as a young kid, I think we had this conversation maybe on the way to Lebanon one night. You have turned into something that we never dreamed that you would turn into when you were little.
That's true.
A human being.
Now, I didn't mean it like to be harsh, but like getting up early, getting to work.
You're moderately okay adjusted.
A fairly big neat freak. I mean, you were telling stories about, you know, I hate something not being out of order and that kind of thing. I never dreamed that when you were a little kid.
I hated it work. I'm still not a huge neat freak at home. I mean, I keep the house clean, but I'm not like organizing and that kind of thing. But especially on a Sunday morning at church, I think it's important to make a good first impression on people as they come in.
Well,
so,
you've helped me clean the station up.
Yeah, for sure. Lot. Well, and it's the same thing there. Like the lobby needs to look good when people come up. You know, you want to make sure things look good.
Okay, but as a child.
Yeah, that's true.
You were not like that at all.
That's true.
Yeah. It's funny how then your dad had nothing to do with the changeover. I don't know.
In fact, when
I just gave up cleaning rooms.
When I
want to live in squalor.
But most kids are like that. Yeah. Most kids are kind of sloppy.
Sure.
But you know, they get their clothes and they put the clothes on or whatever, and their pajamas.
I still do that. That's
now
a bad
you don't make up the
mine.
Bed though, right?
I don't, and I don't put my clothes away.
Okay.
I keep them in the clean clothes basket, and I take them out and put them on.
You have a clean clothes basket?
I do.
Well, that's weird.
That's what I do too.
That's a clean clothes basket.
Yeah.
After you take them out of the washer, you got to put them in a basket.
I have a clean clothes basket and a dirty, and I put the dirty in the dirty.
Hang them up and put them in the dresser.
I like my button ups and stuff. I hang up and.
I'm worse than both of you. Then I mean, I really am.
T-shirts and under drawers and socks.
I don't like. You know how we sometimes have to tape the sign up. And you see black tape over the white.
Yeah.
That
really bugs me. Yeah. I wish you'd buy some white tape and quit being a cheapskate.
And I hate
when
it's
I stole
crooked.
The black tape.
Okay, well.
Oh,
so.
Wow, that makes sense. Yeah.
So you're a murderer and a thief. Okay.
Well, somebody left it, and I thought, well, we could use it.
Yeah, but it's black. Get some white to go with the
Well, the sign's
sign.
Red. Well,
no, would, yeah. Not the sign we used at basketball this week. That was bad. I had to put black tape on it.
I could get red tape, too.
Why? You get red tape on the other sign.
The normal sign's red, yeah.
Yeah, get red. I don't care. Just get something.
But then that red tape would look real bad on the white sign.
Spend a little money. How about it?
Well, I'm not the one with the purse strings around here.
Oh, gosh. You know what? I'm not going to be able to tell my dog story.
People are still wondering how you killed that dog.
I didn't kill him. It was an accident. I killed him, but it was an accident. I'll tell it next. I'll tell it at 6:48. A little tease.
I accidentally dropped a sledgehammer on his head or something. I'm waiting in anticipation.
So you left your cat out there just to die in the freezing cold?
Oh, okay. Now you bring it back to me, do you? This is your crime story. Okay,
well, I was just there have been so many crime stories of yours. I don't have time. All right, it's time for Today in History.
Turn to Turner Security.
All right, 1918, the U.S. Army mess cook Private Albert Gitchell of Fort Riley, Kansas, becomes the first documented case of Spanish flu, start of a worldwide pandemic killing 50 to 100 million people. Crazy. Unbelievable. 1958, Charles Van Doren finally loses on the U.S. TV game show 21 after winning $129,000, later revealed to be fixed. In 1967, Pink Floyd releases their first single, Arnold Lane.
I learned something today. I didn't know that they were late 60s.
Oh, yeah. They've been around a long time, yeah. In 1968, Otis Redding is the first person in the U.S. to posthumously receive a gold record for his single, Sitting on the Dock of the Bay.
So I'm just going to sit on the dock of the bay, watching the tide roll away.
In 1991, Janet Jackson signs a $40 million three-album deal with Virgin Records.
Back at me.
1997, Beatle Paul McCartney's knighted by Queen Elizabeth II.
Baby, I'm a man. Baby, I'm a lonely man who's in the middle of something that he doesn't really understand.
And in 2018, the superhero movie The Black Panther becomes the fifth Marvel movie to earn $1 billion worldwide.
A billion?
$1 billion. And that's the last great big hit for Marvel, actually.
Spider-Man.
Oh, yeah, that came out later, yeah. That's it.
Yeah.
Coming up, Rewind with Brandon Brooks at 6:33.
This is CBS Rewind.
Light the fire.
March 11th, 1970.
You place the flowers.
Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young released their album,
House
Deja Vu.
Is a very, very, very fine house.
It was the group's second album, their first with Neil Young.
The children well.
This date in 1977, the release of the Super Bowl terrorism movie.
The day we set the big one off, we're only going to be 100 feet off the ground.
Black Sunday.
Right over the 50-yard line.
This date in 1991, Janet Jackson signed a $30 million contract with Virgin Records, making her the highest paid female recording artist to date. I'm Brandon Brooks, and that's Rewind.
At Progressive, we're making things even easier. We'll help you bundle your home and car insurance together so you can save on both. Learn more at progressive.com or 1-800-PROGRESSIVE.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear. Lows drop to 46. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 75. And then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 54. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
Good morning. It's already showing signs of building on 24 westbound as you come up through Antioch in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. Radar in Rutherford County and Coffee County this morning down the interstate as it gets a little bit heavier in the last 15, 20 minutes. Westbound Vietnam Vets coming through Hendersonville, leaving Sumner County, headed into Davidson County on Vietnam Vets all the way over to Conference Drive. Hey, when you need dependable towing here in Middle Tennessee, call STR Towing and Recovery. Check them out, strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Good Neighbor Events with Bart Walker. Brought to you by AmeriCare Pest Control and the law offices of John Day.
I've got pests.
AmeriCare is Rutherford County's number one choice in pest control, and it's simple to see why. After calling 893-7111, their staff came to my house 8 years ago when I had an insect problem. They looked at the situation, showed me the areas, and what they'd recommend to resolve the problem. After treatment and with quarterly checks, I'm bug, critter, and creepy crawly free. Thanks, AmeriCare.
Call the best of the best to get rid of your pest.
AmeriCare, 893-7111.
Hey, for over 78 years, WGNS has been letting you know what's happening right here at home. Meet local author James Grimley this Saturday afternoon from 2 until 4 over at the Line Ball Public Library in Uptown Murfreesboro. He'll be signing copies of his newest book, A Route 66 Tale, 2 until 4 this Saturday afternoon at the Line Ball Public Library. The Red Cross is still critically low on blood, so phone the Red Cross at 800-RED-CROSS and make an appointment to give blood at a time that fits your schedule. Or are you new to town? Would you like to learn more about our local history? Well, come on over to the one-room Ransom Schoolhouse this Saturday from 9 until 5. It's all free. The Rutherford County Historical Society will be there to talk local history. That's 9 until noon this Saturday. Ransom School is at 717 North Academy Street. Drop on by. We mentioned this earlier. The 14th annual Special Kids Race is this Saturday. It's over at Middle Tennessee Medical Center. Those are WGNS Good Neighbor events.
If someone asked, what's your more? Would you be surprised? Well, at First Bank, knowing your more is where we start. Whether it's seeing your kid's college graduation, seeing the world, or seeing the ocean from your patio, your more helps us see who you are. That's why First Bank offers you more time, more access to local lenders and leaders, more answers, and more products. So tell us, what's your more? First Bank. Bank local. Get more. Member FDIC.
Ascension St. Thomas Heart is a leader in Middle Tennessee for heart care, providing the most advanced options, including heart surgery and transplants. Our nationally recognized cardiac team cares for more adult hearts than anyone in the state, from AFib to heart failure, using minimally invasive options when possible to help shorten recovery, making Ascension St. Thomas Heart your first choice for routine heart care and cardiac emergencies. Schedule a heart screening or find a cardiologist at ascension.org/St. Thomas Heart.
Dr. Craig McCabe.
Brighten up your face and make yourself look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
McCabe Vision Center on Heritage Park Drive, just off Memorial, behind SunTrust Bank.
Get rid of brown splotches, red marks on our face, as well as fine lines and wrinkles. Look 10 years younger. Call McCabe Vision Center.
On Heritage Park Drive, behind SunTrust Bank.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is The Wake Up Crew with John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
It's time for the dad joke of the day. Wise guy.
21 before the hour, and Dalton, do you know you can go to WGNSradio.com/listen to see where to hear your favorite WGNS shows live and on demand and even watch on Big GTV?
Yes, I did, because I built that landing page.
Okay, well, how about reading the rest of it? That's
WGNSradio.com/listen.
Oh, you noticed the forward slash was back in that one. Yeah.
Well, you got to specify because there's two slashes. There's a forward slash and a backslash.
Yesterday, a thumbs up for a Hulk joke.
Hulk smash.
Kind of sounds like Batman a little bit.
He comes on at 10 o'clock and he acts normal.
Yeah, he's got like people.
On my hour, he acts like a fool. Okay, here we go.
You know, my dad just got fired from making iPhones.
Oh, no.
Yeah, Apple turnover.
That's good. That's one of the.
That's the best one of the best.
That's one of the best jokes you've told in recent history.
Yes.
Wow.
I'd have given that a 10 plus.
It really makes me rethink yesterday's score.
I know. That was a 10 plus.
10 plus.
You've set the bar really high for the rest of the week.
That's a shame.
Dude, were you expecting it to be that good?
No, not really.
Neither did we.
CBS News Brief. In Moscow, a third person has died after Ukraine unleashed its largest drone attack yet on Russia. The attack came hours before U.S. and Ukrainian officials kicked off talks in Saudi Arabia. CBS's Jennifer Jacobs is there.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio had told us that the only purpose of this meeting is to figure out what the mood is of the Ukrainians, what concessions they're willing to make, how serious they are about peace.
Stock futures are higher after yesterday's big sell-off. CBS News business analyst Jill Schlesinger.
There are fears that the U.S. economy could be facing its first recession since 2020.
Southwest Airlines will start charging for checked bags for the first time. Airline industry analyst Henry Hartevelt.
You are telling almost all of your customers your business doesn't matter to us anymore.
Only select customers will still be able to check two bags for free. CBS News Brief. I'm Michael Wallace.
Now an update from the WGNSRadio.com News Center.
The skies over Smyrna will come alive this summer as the Great American Air Show returns to Smyrna Airport on June 7th through the 8th, 2025. Headlining this highly anticipated event, the U.S. Navy Blue Angels will showcase their breathtaking aerial maneuvers, demonstrating precision and teamwork in a spectacle that aviation enthusiasts won't want to miss. The connection between Smyrna and the Blue Angels runs deep, especially after the tragic loss of Captain Jeff Koos, who perished in a crash near the Sam Davis Plantation in 2016. His legacy is honored with an FA-18 jet tribute in Smyrna, serving as a reminder of the courage and skill displayed by the elite flight team. Beyond the air performances, visitors can explore aviation history through static displays of military and civilian aircraft. One-day passes start at $60 for adults and $40 for children, with premium seating available. The event also encourages community involvement through sponsorships and volunteer opportunities, making it a true celebration of aviation and local spirit. While Tennessee skies will be filled with excitement, its streets face a growing concern with the rise of violent gang activity. Groups such as the Gangster Disciples, Vice Lords, Bloods, and Crips continue to expand their influence in cities like Nashville and Memphis, engaging in drug trafficking, violent crimes, and illegal weapons distribution. Additionally, the Aryan Brotherhood presence in Tennessee's prison systems, as well as rural areas, presents further security challenges. These gangs pose a significant threat to public safety, prompting calls for increased law enforcement efforts and community initiatives to curb recruitment and provide alternative opportunities for at-risk youth. That's all for now. I'm Dalton Barrett with News Radio WGNS, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Hi, I'm Wade Hayes, owner of Toots Good Food and Fun. I strongly believe that volunteers make a positive difference in the quality of life here in our community.
Thank you, Shannon Beckman, for all that you do for this community. She's very active with the Main Street Murfreesboro program. Main Street Murfreesboro's purpose is to promote, maintain, and enhance the historic downtown area. Keep it vital and alive. When she believes in a cause, Shannon Beckman always goes 110%. She also keeps our community healthy through Beckman's Prescription Shop.
At Toots, we strongly believe that it's important for every one of our citizens to give some of their time and talent back into the community. And we want to honor these individuals with a Toots gift certificate good at any of our Rutherford County locations.
860 Northwest Broad Street, on Church Street in the Barfield area, in Smyrna on Sam Ridley, and Toots West on Franklin Road at Rucker Lane.
First Shot, growing in Christ with life and athletic skills.
So we teach God's Word at everything we do to implant it in them so that they understand that the only way to get through the world is with God on their side.
First Shot founder and executive director, Andy Herzer.
Our focus is on our inner city here at Patterson Park.
From academics to athletics, First Shot's focus is toward building a stronger, more courageous spirit to face opportunities and obstacles that our youth confront every day. To find out more about First Shot, go to firstshottn.org.
Stickers, labels, we do a lot of direct mail, booklets, manuals, programs. My name is Jeff Carlton. I handle sales and marketing for Franklin's Print Works here at Murfreesboro. We are at 2227 South Park Drive. Franklin's Print Works has been in Murfreesboro for over 25 years. We are a full-service commercial printer. We offer everything from business cards to brochures, booklets to banners, everything in between. Our website is franklinsprinting.org.
Everybody loves my cut. Whole world loves my hairstyles. Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
The stars in movies always look young and good. And a hairstyle or cut from Charlie Pitts can do the same for you. Charlie Pitts is open Monday through Saturday at 2528 Las Casas Pike, about 100 feet from Desjardins Lane.
Strange things happen when you get a Charlie Pitts cut.
Monday through Saturday.
Man on the Street Newsmakers, brought to you by Old National Bank in Murfreesboro.
In today's changing world, you need a financial planner that you're comfortable with. Rely on the bonds that you've built with trusted friends at Old National Bank on Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard here in the borough. And if you just moved here, visit us and enjoy warm, homemade cookies.
Honey, the cookies are ready.
Like Grandma used to make. Old National Bank, we're better together.
2230 Dr. MLK Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, member FDIC.
Dr. Toby Schultz with St. Thomas Medical Partners talks about e-cigarettes.
So when my patients come in and they want to take that big step to stop smoking and they want help, they say, well, I started smoking e-cigarettes instead. And I encourage their efforts, but I say, you can swap to e-cigarettes, but we still have to have a stop date. Because it has been shown to be a little less toxic, but the key there is less toxic, not non-toxic. Kids that have just started smoking e-cigarettes may be the ones that end up being the guinea pigs later down to say, well, maybe their cancer came from this because they haven't ever smoked a regular cigarette, but they smoke these. You know, cigarettes are related to just about every kind of cancer known to man, not just lung cancer.
We hear so much about secondhand smoke. Is this a problem with e-cigarettes?
It more than likely is because it heats up the solution that they use and it turns it into a vapor. The vapor has very, very tiny particles. Tiny particles are the more toxic ones because they can get really further into the lungs and into the tiny part of the lungs and can cause more problems later. That's where your body exchanges oxygen. That's how you breathe. So when that gets clogged up with tiny particles of solvents, that's not good.
That's Dr. Toby Schultz with information you need about e-cigarettes from WGNS.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
6:48 here on The Wake Up Crew, and now I'm going to tell my dog story. How I accidentally killed one of my favorite dogs.
And then the redemption. Called it puppy love.
He's dead, man.
Oh, well, too late now.
I can hear that. I can still hear that little bark.
And then the redemption story of how you saved another dog.
Yeah, well, we had a dog. My wife loved dogs. And,
okay.
It's not appropriate either.
No. Anyway,
right, here we go.
He was a cute little thing, and my wife was very attached to it. Well, we had a carport where we used to live, and I would pull in. Well, he was always outside, and he was on one of those, you know,
yeah, little
thing,
run, yeah,
runner things, and he would always stop. And I'd get home first, so my wife was never home. So I'd pull in, he'd stop, I'd get him, take him off the chain, and bring him in the house, okay?
Until one day.
Until one day my wife was home off from work, and so I'm pulling in, the dog's outside where he always is, we had this routine, and she opened the door, she panicked, and she said, come on boy. And instead of sitting there, he came to her right as my car was going right in front of him, bam. And she didn't speak to me for like 4 weeks. I never had the nerve to tell her it was really your fault, you know, because you called for the dog. If it had been just a normal day, we had that routine down, okay? Mm. So that was a sad day. But later on, when we moved to a new house, we had a pool, and I came home from work. Stop that music.
I'm trying to give you the background.
I'd rather have the other music.
Well, this was a redemption story.
But it sounds like I'm at the circus.
Okay, well, here you go. Here it's back.
So I pull into the driveway, and I see this dog. It's not my dog, but it's a big collie-like kind of dog. I don't know.
And where was he?
He was in my pool swimming. And he had about run out of gas. I mean, he was on his last leg. And I jumped into the pool, and I got him and pulled him out. Now, he was really heavy.
Uh-huh.
And it took everything I could to get him up on the deck. And I finally got him off the deck. I thought, okay, I'm going to drown too because he's kept pulling me in. But I finally got him up on the deck, and he ran off. I never saw him again. Mm. So I saved that dog. And so I guess I'm one for one. I mean, I don't know.
That is the nice thing about big dogs and cars is you can see them.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, they can. They're not. Small dogs are hard to see when you're driving, especially like if you're driving a truck or whatever. It's just hard to see.
I don't even let Chipper out in the front yard. Mm-hmm. Now you have a big, huge, big yard. So I noticed you let yours out the other day.
Yeah. If you're out there though. Yeah. We used to let him out on these little runs.
Little leashes.
Leashes when there were two of them out front. But then I started to let him out back, you know, without
being on a chain.
They
don't ever go to the front when you send them out back, though, do they?
No.
So that's kind of good.
I keep an eye on them.
We had one who, when I was younger, Bobby was not in school yet, I don't think, one who got out the door. Because Mama used to let the dogs out by she'd just sit and open the door and let them run in the yard and then come back in.
It was a warm day. The picnic table was in the front yard, and she was out on the picnic table, Heather was, and Bobby was playing, and the dog got away and ran in the street.
Oh, I bet that devastated Splat. Them, didn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
That was tough. What kind of dog was it?
It was a
Westie.
Yeah.
Little Westie
he was,
boy.
I mean, he was not even
and
a year
cars
old
can't,
yet.
Cars can't see him either.
No.
You know,
no.
That's the problem. And they dart out so quickly, yeah. You know. So, but anyway, gosh, I'm kind of sad now. I guess we need to do
But
some...
you saved that dog's life.
I did. I did save that dog. That dog. And I never saw him again. I don't know where he came from or whatever, but somewhere he's up on a mountain somewhere going, he saved my life.
He's probably dead now. How many years ago was that?
10.
Yeah, he's probably gone.
Wow. Boy, are you Mr. Optimistic.
I'm just being honest.
Well, I'm glad who he lives with you. Wow.
Just being honest.
Okay. You can stop the music now. It's okay. It's time for birthdays.
For anybody in the audience who's got a birthday today, happy birthday to you.
You ever have one of those days where you feel like you shouldn't have come into work?
Yes, every day.
This is the day. What day is it? March 11th. Okay. Ralph Abernathy, American civil rights leader, born in 1926. He died in 1990. Rupert Murdoch, born in 1931. He is still with us. Australian-born American media mogul, Fox News. 1934, Sam Donaldson, ABC White House correspondent, born in El Paso, Texas.
But I was very lucky because even before ruin came, another little piece of luck. I think I was pretty well regarded by ABC and by the management. I think they liked me. I think they liked my work. But I don't think I was anything terribly special.
Peter Berg was born in 1962. Film actor, director, and also an actor, also a producer, excuse me. 1980, Dan Uggla, American baseball player, played a couple of years with the Braves. 1982, Thora Birch, American actress, and 1993, Anthony Davis, American basketball center, playing with the Mavericks now. And those are celebrity birthdays. Our birthdays today, Andrea Coffey, Jenny Williams, Rita King, Richard Seibert, Angela Ford, Chuck Ward, Preston Emore, and Ricky Turner.
You can add names to our birthday list, and they'll be in the running for Slick Pig. Pig's delicious banana pudding. 615-893-1450. You got until about 7:30 to get those in now.
Well, it's Johnny Appleseed Day, so go plant yourself an apple tree in honor of old Johnny.
Shouldn't you eat an apple too, maybe?
Yeah, maybe.
The apple pie, maybe? Mm. That'd be good. 655.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight, clear. Lowest drop to 46. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 75. And then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 54.
I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
From lift kits to tires, Tire World has the experts and the knowledge to get it done.
This is Gator with Tire World Off-Road. We're your local Rough Country dealer. So when you're ready to add some character to your rig, ask for Gator at Tire World on Memorial Boulevard.
Good morning. It's already loading up with more volume just in the last few minutes on 24 westbound, coming in right now from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County into Davidson County. It's gotten heavier, 65 northbound up from Brentwood into South Nashville as you work your way north on 65 all the way up to Wedgewood. Prince's Hot Chicken has that live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Order online today at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE Sharing Change is funded by members who round up their electric bills to the nearest dollar each month as a donation and support hundreds of local nonprofits. Find out more at sharingchange.org.
Welcome to the ReStore. What are you looking for today?
I'm looking for a new sofa.
We got it here at the ReStore.
Find it at the ReStore.
If you need trim or molding, come on down here to see us at the ReStore.
We got it at the Habitat ReStore.
And all of our lighting is 50% off here at the ReStore.
We got it.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
The Habitat ReStore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
The city of Murfreesboro is growing, and we need your help to prove it. This is Mayor Shane McFarland, and participating in the special census helps ensure we get the funding we deserve for essential services like road paving, sidewalks, and parks. It's easy. Just visit MurfreesboroCensus.com, fill out the secure form, or complete the special census letter coming to your mailbox. Remember, every person counts.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure Murfreesboro gets its true share. Complete the special census today.
Taylor Swift, SZA, and Lady Gaga all got this title. So, who is this year's Billboard's Woman of the Year? Doechii claiming the crown this time, fresh off her Grammy win for Best Rap Album. Only the third woman to do that, by the way. And she took home an NAACP Award for Outstanding Artist. Not bad for 26, right? Doechii will get this title at the Billboard in Women Music event March 29th at the YouTube Theater in Inglewood, California.
There goes the neighborhood.
Oh, say it ain't so, Cedric. After eight seasons, The Neighborhood on CBS will come to a close later this year, but we'll see a spinoff called Crutch with Tracy Morgan. That's coming soon to Paramount Plus. For CBS Entertainment, I'm Matt Wolf.
And now, a Progressive ad brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Drivers who switch to Progressive could save big with Progressive. This has been a Progressive ad from Progressive. See if you could save at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE or progressive.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
Well, I would certainly wish we had time to see how Brian, his cat, died, but we don't have time for that.
I mean, it was not much to it. Put it outside, and a week later, it killed over dead, so.
Well, how'd you get a cat? Why'd you get a cat?
That's a long story.
Oh, okay. Well, segment number 14 coming up. Courtney Cagle is today's Good Neighbor of the Day for always being the one to cheer you up and having a positive outlook on everything. Courtney's going to receive flowers from Ryan's Flowers, Coffee, and Gifts and WGNS.
And if you'd like to nominate someone as our Good Neighbor of the Day, super easy to get those into us, 615-893-1450. You can also use that same phone number to get your birthdays or your anniversaries over to us, 615-893-1450, WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That's a way you can get those to us as well. And we're going to give away a delicious bowl of banana pudding from our good friends at Slick Pig Barbecue coming up here around 8 a.m.
When Murfreesboro firefighters knock, they're helping our city by conducting the census. If you haven't filled out the census form, do it today. Return the mailer you received or go online to MurfreesboroCensus.com. More people counted means more funding for roads, schools, and safety services.
And stay tuned. News is coming up next at 7 o'clock.
Portions of our programming have been pre-recorded. The Good Neighbor Network, WGNS, Murfreesboro, Smyrna, flagship station for MTSU sports. Courthouse clock time, 7 o'clock.
Ukraine peace talks.
We're trying to end the conflict. We're trying to end the war.
Market jitters.
When investors feel uncertainty, they tend to sell.
Airline policy shift.
Southwest is feeling pressure to make money fast.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan with the CBS World News Roundup. Russia says it shot down more than 300 Ukrainian drones. At least three people were reported killed in the operations over 10 Russian territories. The blitz came after days of increased Russian bombardment in Ukraine. Against that violent backdrop, talks to end the war got underway today in Saudi Arabia. Here's CBS's Vicky Barker.
Smiling Secretary of State Marco Rubio ignored reporters' questions as the talks got underway in the Saudi port city of Jeddah. Flying over, though, he made it clear.
The president's goal is to bring them both to the table to get this resolved.
Saying he's mainly there to listen. The Ukrainian delegation, minus President Zelensky, is already signaling it's prepared to sign that agreement President Trump wants, granting the U.S. access to Ukraine's rare earth minerals, and that is coming to the table with some ceasefire proposals. But the mood music out of Moscow's unlikely to be upbeat after last night's drone attacks.
Futures point to a higher opening on Wall Street for financial markets that took a pounding yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and S&P 500 each lost more than 2%. The NASDAQ plunged 4%. CBS's Kelly O'Grady says recession fears are growing as the U.S. battles with its trading partners.
Nearly all areas finished in the red yesterday, led by technology, communications, retail, and the banking sector. Even the Magnificent Seven stocks, that includes big names like Nvidia and Apple, they saw some of the largest declines as traders sold off in search of more predictable investments. Now, Elon Musk's Tesla had its worst day in 4.5 years. The stock lost over 15%. What I'm hearing from investors is they're saying this threat of a trade war could spur so much confusion where you see businesses and consumers spend less. And that is important because consumer spending drives 2/3 of GDP. And when that drips, that's when you start to hear them throw around the R word, recession.
A judge says a former student activist arrested by immigration officials in New York should stay in the U.S. until a court hearing tomorrow. Mahmoud Khalil is a Palestinian from Syria who has a green card that allows him to live here. CBS's Lilia Luciano reports he's accused of anti-Semitic activity in protests at Columbia University last year.
Where is Mahmoud Khalil now?
Protests erupted in New York City after last weekend's arrest.
Our movement is very large.
Trump administration officials have said Khalil was arrested in support of the president's executive order, tying his participation in the protest with alleged anti-Semitism and support for Hamas. Ramzi Kazem is a member of Khalil's legal team.
The Department of State and the Secretary of State do not have the power to revoke green cards. Only an immigration court can do that. Mr. Khalil has committed no crime.
And student protesters told us Khalil's arrest has already had a chilling effect on free speech.
We've been really over-monitoring ourselves and our speech right now.
The Los Angeles County District Attorney has now come out against the request by the Menendez brothers to be resentenced. They're serving life in prison for killing their parents. CBS's Carter Evans spoke to a relative who's pleading for their release.
A crushing blow for the Menendez brothers, who've served more than 30 years in prison for the 1989 murders of their parents.
They do not meet the standards for resentencing. They do not meet the standards for rehabilitation.
L.A. County D.A. Nathan Hochman asked the court to withdraw his predecessor's recommendation for resentencing, saying Eric and Lyle Menendez still have not taken full responsibility for their crimes.
The Menendezes have basically engaged in not just the ultimate lie of self-defense, but a whole series of lies around it.
Their attorneys claim self-defense from sexual abuse. The brother's cousin, Anna Maria Baralt, remains hopeful as the resentencing hearing approaches later this month.
They have shown remorse. We now understand, most of society understands, their behavior was the result of trauma.
4 minutes after the hour.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
No word in the English language is less convincing than probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably? It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball! Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp. I can probably hit the green from here. Probably. Can I get a mulligan?
Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober.
Yeah, I'm probably okay.
Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Southwest Airlines is rolling out fees for checked bags for the first time in its 54-year history. They'll begin in May. Some elite customers will still get one or two bags free, but most flyers will have to pay up. The amount hasn't been released, but Southwest says it will be similar to other airlines. Industry analyst Henry Hartevelt.
This is how you destroy a brand. This is how you destroy customer preference. This is how you destroy loyalty. And this, I think, is going to send Southwest into a financial tailspin.
For decades, the Southwest slogan had been bags fly free. Overseas, Rodrigo Duterte, the former president of the Philippines, has been arrested in connection with an international criminal court case. Asia reporter Alex Jensen.
Duterte, who led the Philippines from 2016 to 2022, was taken into custody by police at Manila's international airport on arrival from Hong Kong after the International Criminal Court issued a warrant to arrest the 79-year-old for crimes against humanity, referring to an anti-drugs campaign that led to thousands of people being killed.
Doctors have upgraded the prognosis for Pope Francis. They say he's no longer in imminent danger, but the 88-year-old Pope will remain in the hospital for several days and will need rehabilitation after that. A new analysis of air pollution from a private company, IQ Air, finds just about every country exceeds pollution guidelines issued by the World Health Organization. Christy Chester Schroeder is with the company.
Of the 25 most populated cities in the United States, Los Angeles is now back at the top of that list. There were a significant number of cities in Texas that went up the list. This has to do with regional transboundary haze.
Crews have begun work to remove the large yellow words Black Lives Matter painted on the street one block from the White House, nearly 5 years after the protests that followed the murder of George Floyd. It's getting attention from people passing by.
It's very sad, but we won't forget that it was here. We know Black Lives Matter, so you can't pave over us. You can't erase it.
The move was announced last week in response to pressure from Republicans in Congress. The work's expected to take about 6 weeks, and the words will be replaced by a set of city-sponsored murals. Time on the roundup, 8 past the hour.
You ever try fixing your car and realize you're missing that one part? Yeah, been there. That's why eBay's my go-to. They've got millions of parts, guaranteed to fit. I'm talking brake pads for when yours have seen one too many miles of stop and go. Oil filters, because you don't mess around with your engine care. Even got this cold air intake on my watch list? I might just go for it. To keep the ride cool and your DIY streak hot. Find all the parts you need at prices you'll love. Guaranteed to fit every time. eBay. Things. People. Love. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Millions of Americans take medicine like Ozempic and Zepbound. Many of them are overpaying by thousands of dollars a year. These GLP-1 medications for diabetes, weight loss, and more may not always be covered by your insurance, but GoodRx can help. GoodRx helps you save every month on prescriptions at over 70,000 pharmacies nationwide. Best of all, it's free to use. Check GoodRx to save on GLP-1s. Just go to GoodRx.com/GLP. That's GoodRx.com/GLP. GoodRx is not insurance, but can be used instead of insurance, including Medicare and other federal and state-funded programs.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News Radio. We'll have updates at the top of every hour all day long. Now, here are Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
Happy you've joined us this morning. 7:09 now, it's the Wake Up Crew from WGNS. I'm Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, Dalton Barrett along with us here as well this morning. Right now, let's get some more information. It's traffic and weather together, brought to you by Toots.
This is Wade Hayes from Toots Restaurants. One of the things that put us on the map here in Rutherford County was our daily specials. Now you can go to our website, toots.com, and click on the Daily Specials tab to see what those are.
Hey, this is Jack Hayes. Come over to Toots Restaurants and play our cool arcade games. And while you're at it, come check out our menus.
Thank you, Rutherford County.
Thank you for dining with us since 1985.
Thank you for dining with us for 40 years.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear. Lows drop to 46. Wind south-southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday, lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 75. And then Wednesday night, clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 54. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
We're excited to announce that Capstar Bank is now officially a division of Old National Bank. Old National Bank in Murfreesboro at 2230 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard. Old National Bank, ready to serve you.
Old National Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Good morning. Still gathered up on and seeing this wreck in Antioch in the 5200 block of Cane Ridge Road. It's starting to build now. Some would say right on schedule 24 westbound through the Antioch area coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. I see that traffic developing now, that volume on 65 northbound at Saturn Parkway coming up from Murray County into that southern portion of Williamson County. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken has live entertainment every Wednesday night from 6 to 9. Check out that menu today. Order online, princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Pastor Nikki Ajapong, the lead pastor of Holy Hill Chapel in Murfreesboro.
Hear our sermons on WGNS every Sunday night at 7:30.
Our congregation is made up of a variety of nationalities.
Visit Holy Hill Chapel, tn.org, to hear our podcast.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
This is the Wake Up Crew on News Radio WGNS.
Hey, baby, I hear the blues are calling. Tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
With John Dinkins, Brian Barrett, and Dalton Barrett.
But I don't know what to do with those tossed salads and scrambled eggs.
They call it again.
That was very nicely done.
Thank you very much.
It is hour number two of the Wake Up Crew.
I can't tell you how excited I am.
I'm not at all.
Okay, I figured that. It's Tuesday morning.
Are you really, though?
Huh? It is March 11th.
Are you really excited?
I'm just trying to help the 7 o'clock hour. It kind of drags.
7 o'clock hour. Yeah, it's not. If you're just now tuning in, it's not nearly as good as the 6 o'clock hour.
No, I mean, our 6 o'clock is snappy. Gets right to the point.
Yeah.
And this is what you hear on the 7 o'clock hour.
Yeah, sound effects and people talking over the main guy while he's trying to get his stuff done.
Man, who are those guys?
I don't know. They're doodles. Though.
Rick had to have Bubba, you know.
Eat my shorts.
Now he doesn't.
Nope.
He covered off. You could just
I can't tell any difference in those two shows, by
How
the way.
Rude.
I know.
I mean, Rick is still the big talker.
Yeah.
And then the other guys talk. I mean.
Yeah. Not bad.
So you could replace us is what John's saying, really.
Yep. Very soon, I hope.
Fairly replaceable.
Taco Tuesday.
Taco Tuesday. It's a big day. Yep. I take a break about during the snack food report.
Yeah, you never want to comment. Sometimes I'll have a food that I've picked out just for you, and you just don't comment.
Well, I just think it's good that we inform the public rather than just be, you know, opinionated things by me like somebody else that does in this studio.
Oh, yeah. You read something and go,
Or steal. Ugh. Or I try not to steal from the snack food report either.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Gross. Mm-hmm. Gross.
Spring break is in 9 days, so we're looking forward to that. And we've got spring songs. Songs about spring.
Oh, I wonder what it could be. I wonder if it's Flowers by Miley Cyrus.
Oh, wow.
Somebody, anybody, everybody,
screw. Sabotaging the show.
He did this to himself.
Flowers, Miley Cyrus, song of the day.
Where did I hear that for? Oh, yeah. It's a good song.
Spring songs.
This is payback for all the mess he's given me over the years. That's what this is.
No, it's not over yet. The Blue Angels are coming back this summer.
Whoop.
To the Great Tennessee Air Show. So that'll be fun. It'll be, what is the date for that? I don't see the date, actually. So June 7th and 8th. So it's always a big deal up in Smyrna.
Smyrny.
About a week before, I hear all the planes. Because, you know, Leanna's not that far away. By the time they turn around, you can see them
sometimes. Oh, yeah, I guess so. That's probably true.
Yeah, especially saw it at Dad's house.
How come you could see it better at Dad's house?
Well, he was, I guess, a little closer to the flight plan from.
Oh, I got you.
From Smyrna.
You said you went by there the other day.
I did.
Where your dad's old home place.
Yeah.
Dalton did too, I guess.
Several times, yeah.
It's remarkable.
It's remarkable, really, what they did with the land,
crazy.
Isn't it?
Crazy. Have you seen?
No, I haven't been by there. You know, I always ride with you to the game, but it's always dark and you never.
I mean, million-dollar homes and probably 8 to 10 of them on that little field.
Yeah, it was 13 acres. I think they put 12 homes on it.
Wow.
I mean, crazy.
You take that and all the One's over off of Leanna Road. It's pretty swanky.
Liberty Station's pretty close by. Yeah. That was, yeah.
I hit a mailbox once there.
It
didn't hurt the mailbox, but it knocked the mirror out of my rearview mirror.
I was turning onto Swamp Road off 231, and it was pouring down rain, and I was speeding just a little bit, if I'm being honest. And I missed the turn.
Hello, detective. Officer.
I missed the turn onto Swamp Road, and so I slam on my brake, and I tried to wheel in there. Nope. Straight in the ditch.
Did you really? When was this?
Car was fine. This was recent. It was in my Tacoma.
I'll tell you what my wife did. You know, going down Leanna Road and how you go past Little Triway Market.
The
you know.
Three-way stop there?
Well, after you get there and you're almost to Buckeye Bottom,
mm-hmm.
She was in a Jeep and she went off the road. She was late for work. She ran off the road and went like airborne and hit bottom of the hill down there. And I don't know how she lived, and nothing was damaged to the car. I think it was because it was a Jeep.
That's why my door squeaks.
Oh.
But there's no visible damage to the car.
Yeah.
I just got back on the road.
You remember, was it this morning I was saying how much he's changed?
Not as much as you think.
Not as much as you think, no.
Yeah, the first time I ever drove by myself, I drove to Granddaddy's house, because it was about 3 minutes. And he had this little turnaround.
Yeah, I remember that.
So I pulled into the turnaround, and I didn't know. I'd never U-turned before. So I'm leaving, and I'm like, all right, I'm going to turn back onto the road. And I went straight in that ditch, and I just back onto Swamp Road because nobody drove that road. So I'm just like inching my way around this ditch.
So you're the one he got mad about. Somebody left ruts out in there.
It was across the street. Yeah. But I got home, and I guess he was still inside, whatever, so I just took the hose, and I hosed all the dirt off the front bumper and then just wiped it down. It didn't scratch it or anything, but it was covered in mud.
He's just now learning about this now.
Uh-huh.
So the key to that turnaround is instead of going in it on the front side, you have to go to the back side and pull through. That way, then you can pull out onto the street.
Yes,
that
was I did key. Not do that, though.
No.
I've been in your grandfather's house mm-hmm. two or three times. I don't know why, but I was.
Yeah,
I remember it like it was a real warm, cozy feeling.
Very warm,
especially in the wintertime. It was like 150
put that
degrees.
Put that in, combine it with the cigarette smoke. Boy, yeah. it was amazing. Yeah, it was amazing.
Got to crack a window.
But you stayed there at night, didn't you?
I did, as a kid, yeah.
I bet it was warm when you went to bed, didn't it?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, he'd cut the heat at night.
Oh, what?
To save propane.
Okay, all right.
So it got chilly at night.
Is that why you sleep with the air on?
Maybe. It might be why I sleep with my house at like 63 degrees.
They were really tight. You and Grandpa were tight.
Yeah, we were pretty close.
Yeah.
So why do you complain about 68?
Because I'm not asleep right now. I'm awake.
Yeah, it has to be. I like it cooler when I go to bed.
Over the winter, I've just been cutting my air off.
I like to put the blanket over me, you know, that kind of thing.
Really?
Yeah. But my CPAP machine just starts blowing air out the sides of my mouth. I've got to ask you about that. I'm having trouble with that. But
I've got to tighten that strap.
I've tightened it to the point where I can't hardly breathe out of the two nostril holes I've got. I feel like I'm going to wake up and they're going to find me dead because my CPAP machine strangled me to death.
I feel like you probably just open your mouth.
Bang. I do open my mouth.
Now.
Yeah.
Okay, Taco Tuesday after this.
This is News Radio WGNS, Primetime Sports.
Sponsored by the law offices of John Day.
From the Fox Sports studios in Los Angeles, here's Steve DeSager.
Yankees pitcher Garrett Cole will have Tommy John surgery. He's out for the year. The Dodgers reportedly are giving manager Dave Roberts a 4-year extension. The NFL's first day of the new league year is Wednesday. Plenty of transactions reported. Seattle signing quarterback Sam Darnold to a 3-year contract. The Jets are giving quarterback Justin Fields a 2-year deal. Washington is trading for Pro Bowl tackle Laremy Tunsil from the Texans for 4 draft choices. The Chargers are expected to sign running back Najee Harris and are re-signing linebacker Khalil Mack also to a 1-year deal. New Orleans re-signed defensive end Chase Young, and the 49ers will reportedly cut fullback Kyle Juszczyk. NBA late night wins for New York and Golden State, which has won 5 in a row. Boston won its 5th straight. Brooklyn had lost 7 in a row but upset the Lakers 111-108. Denver won at Oklahoma City 140-127.
This is a paid legal ad.
Hi, this is John Day of the law offices of John Day. For more than 30 years, my team and I have worked hard to help injured people throughout Middle Tennessee. Over that time, we've helped thousands of people get the legal help they need when they've needed it the most. And if we're not able to help or aren't the right lawyer for you, we'll do the best to point you in the right direction. If you've been injured, call the law offices of John Day for a free consultation. And remember, there's no fee unless we win your case.
Hi, this is Taylor at Bell Jewelers. Bell Jewelers is having their Black Friday week special through November 30th. Here at Bell Jewelers, we have our Pandora Black Friday special where everything in Pandora is 30% off. And then the final sale pieces are 50% off. So come in to Bell Jewelers and shop your Pandora this holiday season. But the biggest special, we have a free gift if you spend $2.99 or more.
Bell Jewelers, 821 Northwest Broad Street, across from Toots.
All right, guys, it's Scott. If you're feeling tired, lacking motivation and drive, gaining weight, or noticing a loss of muscle mass,
these could all be signs of low testosterone.
Don't wait. Find out now. At Low T Center here in Murfreesboro on Medical Center Parkway, they make it easy to get your levels checked. And with their on-site lab, you'll get those results back in about 25 minutes. Low T Center is not a typical doctor's office. Their physicians specialize in treating low testosterone with customized therapy, or TRT, for each patient. The experts at Low T Center have over a decade of experience helping patients achieve life-changing results. And most health insurance is accepted for treatment. For established patients with stable T levels, they also offer a convenient, physician-monitored, self-inject treatment plan that ships directly to your home each month without the need to come into the office for weekly visits. And at Low T Center, you can also get your health evaluated for treatment with prescription GLP-1 weight loss medications. Yep, you can lose weight. Get back to your best. Go to lowtcenter.com to book your appointment today. That's lowtcenter.com. Low T Center, reinventing men's health care.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:22 is the time. And you know, on Tuesdays, what we like to do and talk about, right? Do you remember? It is Taco Tuesday.
I think we need to, before we get into the food category, though, I think we need to talk about our weight loss because we didn't do it yesterday.
Oh, that's true. All right.
Are you ready?
Sure.
I gained a pound.
Well.
So I'm restructuring again. But I'm kind of psyched now. I'm in my mind.
You will find your footing.
Yeah, mentally I'm there, and we'll see how far behind I am. But I'm pretty far. But the real race is between you two.
I might just need to pause it for a few weeks. Just kidding.
All right, who wants to go first?
Well, we'll let Dalton go since he's pausing.
Oh no, I was just kidding. I was saying I'll pause to let John catch up.
You know what I'm thinking he's doing? I think he's waiting to see how much you
so he can lie.
He lies and hope he catches up.
I've got it written right here.
Okay, all right.
Yeah. I have as of yesterday or today, I guess. I have lost 22 pounds.
Ooh, that was a big pick me up from last week.
I lost almost 3 pounds.
Oh, we're not allowed
week.
To tell that.
Well, you are allowed to. Oh. You don't have to.
Okay.
I've lost close to 3 pounds this week. 2.9.
Wow, that's really good. There's no way. There's no way he can top that this week.
Well, I was at 21.4.
Uh-huh.
I'm now at 22 exactly. I had a
so we are even.
Loss.
Not according to what you told me last night. Okay.
Mm. Well, and I weighed today, this morning. That's what it was.
So we're even.
0.6. So 22 even.
Wow. After all these weeks, you're tied.
It was not a great week, but I have noticed it was like 3.8, then 0.8, 1.4, then 0.6.
So
that's kind of
how
mine is going.
About half a pound is good. That's what they say is like the healthiest amount to lose if you're doing long-term and trying to make long-term changes. About a half pound a week is healthy, so...
Well, I know we had Charlie's obituary. Bluebell Ice Cream had the obituary at my house the other night.
Mm. You threw it out?
I threw it out. Mm. Yeah. Said there's no way it can be in here.
That is with what's going on at my house at the moment. Megan is just buying all kinds of food. That's been my week, like the hardest thing.
Is it junk food too?
Or? Ice cream, junk food, and Little Debbie snack cakes.
Gosh, and you can't say anything. You know?
No, I mean, can't.
You gotta be nice.
I can't. So I'll go in and I'll have. I never make a bowl of ice cream. And I never take the tub to another room but I'll dig that spoon in there and I'll eat three spoonfuls and I'll close it and put it back in the freezer.
Yeah.
But that's the rule I've created for myself.
I even went to buying little cups of Blue Bell.
And you'll eat a whole pack.
And I'll take the whole pack.
Give me a log of the Blue Bell ice cream. Give me a sleeve.
There's like six cups stacked up on by my end table. So I had to throw it all out. So I'm pretty psyched right now.
Yeah.
I'm feeling pretty good. I went back to Weight Watchers because for my late night snacking, I can't have cottage cheese or something. They're 0 point foods.
Uh-huh.
So I thought if I have problems at night,
that makes sense.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Eat fruit, eat an apple or something.
Well, last week we were hospitality rooming quite a bit.
Yeah.
So
it was a rough week.
I haven't been super strict this time, and that's helped me a lot. When I did calories last time, I was really, really, really strict, and I was clocking everything in the app and whatever. But this time I've just said, I'm going to eat better, and I'm going to eat less.
Your face looks a lot thinner.
That's what I'm going to do. Thank you, John.
Well,
Brian's
head looks a lot thinner.
I got 8 pounds till I start shaving.
Mm.
Like clean shaving?
Uh-huh.
Ooh. Are you going to shave it again?
Yeah, probably.
I think I am, too. I have a beard, y'all. Can you see it? Okay, can't. Okay.
I just noticed. I thought you...
Shut up.
Well,
nobody else can. That's why I'm shaving it. I look much younger without a beard.
Yeah.
Can you see it?
I can't.
I had to point it out to you, though, didn't I? Do you see those little
hairs?
Well,
no, I noticed it. I just thought, like, you woke up this morning and didn't shave.
Yeah, it was one day growth. I've learned, though, don't make it go long. You just keep.
We call that fashionable stubble.
Yeah, yeah. That's what I'm trying to perfect right here, fashionable stubble.
I see.
Your beard's looking whiter and whiter every day.
Yeah, yours getting like mine.
It's close to the same color. You have much more white now than you do brown.
Hush your mouth.
What do you think would happen if you grew your hair out? You think it'd be the same color?
How about an announcement?
I didn't mean to laugh. I just thought that
sure
was funny.
Sure you did. Red Robin may close 70 locations nationwide.
Wow, we were talking about that Monday.
Yeah, off air.
Off air.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Don't know which ones. Red Robin reports $77.5 million net loss in 2024.
I went there last week. They were hopping.
They had a 21.2 loss in 2023.
Why is it failing?
The losses are attributed to declining revenue, rising operational cost, and strategic closures. The chain did not say which specific locations were on the chopping block. They have nearly 500 across the U.S. and Canada.
I have noticed... with burger restaurants, they don't seem to do as well.
Well, it's too limited, you know,
Like, I think most people think of a burger, and now they think fast food. They don't think sit down somewhere and eat it. But
that's probably good reasoning right there.
We have some breaking news on locations of fast food restaurants coming up in a few moments, 7:28.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door to door to ensure that everyone is counted in the special census. Every resident means more funding for roads, schools, and emergency services, up to $3.5 million more each year. So don't wait. Fill out the mailer you received or visit MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com. Every name matters, including yours. Help us help Murfreesboro. Fill out your special census form today. MurfreesboroCensus.com.
Hi, this is Stan with Parks Auction Company, and by now you've probably heard our commercials and know that we are committed to helping you increase your investments. Call 896-4600 to set an appointment with me or one of my team members. That's 896-4600. Parks Auction Company, we handle everything.
With all the financial headlines, are you wondering if your retirement savings will last? The market's ups and downs can keep you guessing, especially if you're approaching retirement or considering it. Hi, I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor Lee Colvin. If you have more questions than answers about what's next, let's work together to help ensure you're prepared for your journey. Stop by our office in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
If you need anything, they are right there to help you.
Residents at the Villages of Murfreesboro say it best.
They have classes here, and in the morning I go to exercise. They have bingo. The food and the service, they're just great here. And it really is a comfortable place to live.
I'm Hope Rogers. Visit the Villages of Murfreesboro. I'd love to give you a tour. The Villages of Murfreesboro is located at 2550 Willow Oak Trail.
I'm sure glad that my son brought me down here, believe me.
Broadcasting from the Middle Tennessee Electric Studios, MTE serves members with more than just electricity. Their community outreach team works with schools, parents, and students to provide engaging and unique learning experiences. MTE serving to make life better since 1936.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, good morning, everybody. Tuesday, the 11th of March.
And happy birthday today to Andrea Calfee, Jenny Williams, Rita King, Richard Seibert, Angela Ford, Chuck Ward, Preston Emor, and Ricky Turner.
And if you or somebody you know shares a birthday with any of these folks, get them into us right now. 615-893-1450. That's the phone number. WGNSradio.com/birthdays. That is the website. And a delicious bowl of banana pudding from Slick Pig Barbecue. That's the prize. So get them in.
All right, time to check on your news, your traffic, and your weather coming up.
Murfreesboro firefighters are going door-to-door to make sure every household is counted in the special census. Fill out the mailer you received or go to MurfreesboroCensus.com. That's MurfreesboroCensus.com.
All right, our time, 7:31, just about it here. And again, news, traffic, weather straight ahead, and then more Taco Tuesday with some big news, restaurant news coming up.
Checking your Rutherford County weather. Sunny for today. Highs top out near 75 degrees. Wind southwesterly 5 to 10 miles per hour. Tonight clear. Lows drop to 46. Wind south southwest around 5 miles per hour. Wednesday lots more sunshine. Highs head right back to 75. And then Wednesday night clear to partly cloudy with lows falling back to 54. I'm meteorologist Phil Jensko with your Wake Up Crew forecast. Right now it's 34.
Good morning. It's finally getting a little bit heavier now on 24 westbound up to Antioch, coming in from Murfreesboro, Rutherford County. We're also watching it build on the I-40 westbound in Hermitage, headed into Donelson. It's picked up 65 southbound down through Millersville. Radar earlier on I-40 out in parts of Dixon County. When you need dependable towing for your car, big truck, call STR Towing and Recovery. You can check them out for more information at strtow.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Now an update from the WGNSradio.com News Center.
Emergency responders in Rutherford County swiftly acted to contain a residential fire in the Rockville community on March 7th. Rutherford County Fire and Rescue, along with Rutherford County Emergency Medical Services and the Rutherford County Sheriff's Office, arrived at the Dalton Circle home just minutes after the 5:30 p.m. emergency call. Upon arrival, RCFR crews found smoke billowing from the residence and immediately began search efforts. A young male occupant was safely assisted outside and evaluated by EMS, who confirmed he was uninjured. Firefighters quickly extinguished the blaze, preventing further damage. The Rutherford County Fire Marshal's Office conducted an investigation and determined that the fire was accidental. Officials credited working smoke detectors with providing early warnings, emphasizing their crucial role in home safety. RCFR expressed gratitude to the Storm Pilot Emergency Response for their assistance in managing the incident. Meanwhile, Murfreesboro faced another emergency as a gas line ruptured, causing significant traffic disruptions on Monday. The Murfreesboro Police Department initially responded to the rupture along DeJarnett Lane between Northwood and Memorial just after 11:15 a.m. Crews with Atmos Energy worked to repair the damage while monitoring air quality, with police warning drivers to expect delays. Authorities advised motorists to find alternate routes, as the closure was expected to last until at least 9 p.m. MPD assured the public that efforts to contain the situation were progressing efficiently and urged continued caution in the affected area. That's all for now. For more local news, but more than just the headlines in a quick and digestible format, be sure to check out the Rutherford Roundup podcast, available on Spotify, iTunes, YouTube, and our website, WGNSradio.com. I'm Dalton Barrett, and I'll talk to you later.
The Good Neighbor Network, on air and online at WGNSradio.com. Rutherford County's most trusted source for local news.
Are you shopping for lights?
We got it!
Doors?
We got it.
Flooring?
We got it.
Furniture?
We got it, here at the Habitat Restore. 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Remember, we got it today, but it may be gone tomorrow.
Find it at the Restore, yeah.
We got it at the Habitat Restore.
The Habitat Restore at 850 Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Murfreesboro.
Need a new set of tires? Head to Tire World, where you can buy now, pay later. Ask your Tire World experts in Murfreesboro, Smyrna, and Laverne about their financing options.
Tire World, we keep your family rolling.
Get the Bridgestone-affiliated retailer credit card.
Your 401k is likely one of your most important assets, but it's only one part of a comprehensive retirement strategy. Edward Jones can help you understand how your retirement assets fit into your entire retirement picture so that you can work toward meeting your unique retirement goals. Contact me, Lee Colvin, your Edward Jones Financial Advisor, in the Public Shopping Center on South Rutherford Boulevard, or give us a call at 615-907-7056. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Is your faith built on truth or ancient deception? The book Influence of Babylon from Leon Daniels, host of The Truth Will Set You Free on Sundays, exposes the link between Babylon, Rome, and today's churches. Get your copy of The Influence of Babylon now on Amazon.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
7:35 our time here for this Tuesday morning, and it's time for Taco Tuesday Part 2.
It's Taco Tuesday.
And we begin this Taco Tuesday segment. We'll end it with your snack food report, but a major announcement. In-N-Out, now under construction in Murfreesboro.
Ha ha! Where at?
It will be next to Cane's on Medical Center Parkway.
Oh boy, getting in and out of those places, no pun intended.
Well, Cane's is better now. I drove by the other day. There was not a very long line. It was just that initial rush of people.
But it is under construction. Mm. Now, in the John and Brian escapades to Lebanon, on the way to Lebanon High School on South Hartman Drive is where their In-N-Out is going. They have signs up there. Mm. I don't know if they have signs up here, but we do know. That's in the Clary Park near the Drakes and all that stuff back there.
Yeah. I do like In-N-Out. I've been once when I went to Texas, went to an In-N-Out burger. Very good, very cheap, probably cheaper than...
So it's going to live up to its reputation, you think?
I like it. Now, I didn't go. I had never heard of it when I went, so it wasn't like a big thing. I mean, it's still a fast food hamburger, but it's a pretty daggum good.
It started on the West Coast, didn't it?
Yeah, I worked with a guy at Tennessee Radio Network who was from California, and he was always talking about In-N-Out.
The best way I can describe it, and I don't want to oversell it to people, the best way I can describe it is it is the Chick-fil-A of a fast food hamburger.
Okay.
Like where the service was nice, the people were very kind, and the food was maybe a little step above what you would expect.
Okay.
But.
Fries?
Fries are good. But their burgers are what's really good. Reminds me kind of a Steak and Shake burger, but they're a little thicker patty, that kind of thing.
I'm just not a big fan of the avenue out that way going to eat somewhere. I know you guys are okay with it, but it's really tough to get there from my area.
Well, it's close to where I work.
Yeah.
So it's, hit up lunch on Medical Center a bit.
Well, here is another major announcement.
There's more?
Another Wendy's on Joby Jackson Parkway.
Oh.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's good.
I wish I liked Wendy's a lot, but it's okay. It's not bad.
That's on the way home from church, though.
Uh-huh.
So if you liked Wendy's, but you don't like it.
So. We're getting that Taco Bell, though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I forgot about that, too.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. We didn't hear the music before you said that.
Well, it's already done, I think. I just don't think it's open. They're training employees and stuff. That's old news.
Old news, yeah. Well, doesn't deserve
any
music.
We don't do old news around here.
And we got
the
Waffle House over there.
Yeah.
Mm. It's a good Waffle House, too.
I've been there after Sundays.
Yeah.
Well, how about some snacky foods?
Oh, now, it's the Snack Food Report on the Wake Up Crew. Here's national correspondent Dalton Barrett.
Chester's. An offshoot of Cheetos, popcorn, jalapeno cheddar flavor, chili cheese fries, and Carolina-style barbecue fries are available. You can pick those up as you find them. Let's see here. Lucky Charms. Everybody loves Lucky Charms cereal.
They're magically delicious.
Some new rainbow sprinkle flavor birthday cake Lucky Charms. Jumbo marshmallows. They also have new Just marshmallows. You can buy a bag of just the Lucky Charms marshmallows. And Lucky Charms Pillsbury cookies that you can get to just bake in the oven pre-made. Speaking of Taco Bell, some new things on their menu with their crispy chicken strips, their chicken tenders, which I've heard are pretty good. Those are new. right? They introduce those after the nuggets. They have a crispy chicken bacon club burrito. So a burrito with chicken strips in it. They have a Southwest hot chicken crunch wrap and a steak and poblano rolled quesadilla that you can pick up from Taco Bell.
That's
a limited time. It's steak, cheese, poblano peppers.
Ooh, are those hot peppers?
Uh-huh.
Okay, gross. Just kidding.
Reese's has new peanut butter and jelly big cups in grape and strawberry. So it's a Reese's peanut butter cup with jelly in it.
Finally done it.
They did.
It took them long enough. Chick-fil-A has some new sandwiches coming to their menu. Smokehouse barbecue bacon sandwiches in grilled, original, and spicy. You can pick those up soon. Krispy Kreme has new, what I think is the funniest name. They call them Dokies, which is a donut cookie combo. It's got a cookie in the middle, donut on the outside. It's fried like a donut. Starbucks, their spring menu is out. They have a lavender cream cappuccino, the lavender cream oat milk matcha, lavender oat milk latte, and a new iced cherry chai latte that's on their spring menu. And Lay's has a new loaded potato topping dip that you can pick up.
And that's your snack food report.
Turn to Turner Security.
Hey, it's Brian Barrett. Here at the radio station, we needed a security solution to keep the staff safe while also giving us some flexibility with guests entering the building. I've tried to find a solution for years, met countless representatives, and they all said it can't be done. That is, until I turned to Turner Security. Not only is it done, it's done right. For your home or business, take it from me. Turner Security is the only place I'd turn.
Turn to Turner Security.
At Heritage South Community Credit Union, you won't find crazy promotions with pages of requirements. You won't find endless phone trees with computer voices. You won't find an out-of-state bank focused on turning a profit. Instead, we help when others won't. We've been doing that for our community since we started in a pencil factory in Shelbyville almost 70 years ago. If you're tired of big banks, it's time to try your local community credit union. Visit heritagesouth.org to learn more. Insured by NCUA.
For 75 years, Murfreesboro Medical Clinic has been a cornerstone of health and compassion in our community. From our humble beginnings to the advanced, comprehensive care we offer today, our commitment to you has never wavered. With 8 locations across Murfreesboro and Middle Tennessee, and over 100 physicians, we continue to provide the highest standard of care. Then, now, and always, your health is our mission.
Murfreesboro is conducting a special census, and we need your help. An accurate population count means more shared state revenue for things like road repairs, park improvements, and new sidewalks. Here's Murfreesboro Mayor Shane McFarland.
Another big benefit is the more dollars we receive could also help keep our taxes low. We need everyone to participate, so take part in our 2025 special census.
Count me in.
Okay, count me in.
And count me in, too.
Let's make sure every resident counts. Visit MurfreesboroCensus.com.
The Wake Up Crew, WGNS.
With Brian Barrett, John Dinkins, and Dalton Barrett.
All right, wrapping it up. It's about in the books here, Tuesday Wake Up Crew. We'll tell you what we talked about on the show, and you can download the podcast in about 15 minutes or so. We'll have it up for you. Wake Up Crew powered by Middle Tennessee Electric. Seriously looking at solar power generation? Well, MTE offers a free consultation with an energy expert and has an entire library of educational resources, which you can find at mte.com/prosolar. Good neighbor on this Tuesday is Courtney Cagle, our good neighbor of the day, for always being the one to cheer you up and having a positive outlook on life. Courtney Cagle receiving flowers today from Jenny Harrison and everybody at Ryan Flowers Coffee and Gifts and News Radio WGNS. Today's good neighbor of the day. Send in your good neighbor by texting neighbor to our number here, or 615-893-1450 is that number, or the or that goes with that. Go to WGNSradio.com/goodneighbor. There's also a submit section on the website's homepage where you can submit anything from news to events, things of that nature, right there at WGNSradio.com.
Time for the dad joke of the day.
Replay.
You know, my dad just got fired from making iPhones.
Really?
Apple turnover, tell you. Good thumbs up.
Replay.
I think it'll make tomorrow's joke extremely disappointing.
We really should write down when they're like tens, you know, or like.
I think we should just go back.
And have the Hall of Fame of jokes.
Mm, that'd be good.
Hall of Fame.
The Joke Hall of Fame. There's not that many.
Well, he had that one. He had that one really good month.
Yeah.
Be about 8 out of 10. We bought
him
a
ring. Bought him a ring for it. Everything.
Yeah.
It's in his display case in his office.
Like that one was like number one. I mean, I'd say there's probably 10 that are like should be in the Hall of Fame.
The sandwich joke, that one's got to be in the Hall of Fame, not because it was a great joke, but just because I did not understand it.
Yeah, it would be hard to replicate it.
Do you remember that one?
No, you don't understand many things.
It was something like, why can't you starve in the desert? And I was like, well, I don't know why. And it was because of all the sandwiches there.
Yeah.
And I thought he was talking about witches. I thought it was sandwiches that I could not understand.
Yeah, like I said, it'd be hard to replicate it because you know, some of them are funny because you make faces.
Right. The Batman voice joke, whatever the first one with that was, that would was be great. In the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Your jokes are amazing.
Well, I wouldn't go that far.
Well, what have we learned today, fellas?
Randy Travis biopic is coming
yes.
to theaters, starring Clay Walker. I talked about my dog, how I accidentally ran over him. That was so sad. That was such a sad story.
And but how you saved another dog.
I saved another dog.
But then there was redemption.
Yeah.
And now you got Chipper.
We talked about living at Granddaddy's.
Yeah, yeah. We talked about driving into ditches.
Yeah, yeah.
Two of them.
We could spend some time talking about the goats and all kinds of things on the...
We need to have a segment called Life with Granddaddy.
Life at the Bear Farm. Like when he bought a bunch of cows for all of... a cow for each of his children, and then Bobby named hers because she thought it was a pet, and then one day it just disappeared.
Oh.
And it wound up in our freezer.
Oh, wow.
Yep. She almost...
Didn't you fall off a horse once over at Granddaddy's?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Twice. Caught yourself on a power line.
Power line.
Man, that's dangerous.
Caught me right here.
Oh, my goodness.
Clotheslined off the horse, yeah. Broke my tailbone. Because it sagged.
I would have given anything for film of that.
It would sag when it was hot in the summertime. Yeah. That power line would sag down a little bit, and it was a really hot day. Yeah, I got clotheslined off the
horse.
You
know where those wires that they cover where you don't fall, get on new grass on a golf course?
Uh-huh.
And they have a little wire that comes across. I ran over one of those and about fell out of the golf cart.
There's and I don't know where it's from. I should probably call somebody. There's an exposed wire in my front yard that's just up out of the ground.